You've read or heard about the use of potassium iodide to protect our thyroid glands against radioactive iodine nuclear power plant disasters. Potassium iodide is also a very effective home remedy with literally dozens of uses. Older readers may remember Mother putting iodine on cuts and scrapes. It kept infection away, as well as any modern antibiotic ointment, with the added benefit of not inducing bacterial resistance. But what else is potassium iodide good for? Years ago, a retired physician who had worked for the World Health Organization told Dr. Wright how potassium iodide kept him healthy for more than 30 years traveling from village to village in rural Africa. The only drinking water available was from local streams or rivers, muddy and contaminated. He'd strain the dirty water through cheesecloth, add several drops of potassium iodide, and wait 2 to 3 minutes. He and his team could then drink the water. In over 30 years, he never got an infection from contaminated water. Potassium iodide killed any microorganisms present. When Dr. Wright and his wife Holly travel, they always carry a small bottle of potassium iodide and put 2 or 3 drops into any water they're not absolutely certain about. When they travel by air, they drink a few ounces of water with 12 to 15 drops of potassium iodide to prevent any airline sinusitis or other respiratory infection that so often follows several hours spent breathing recycled germ-laden air. Potassium iodide rapidly accumulates in any and all body secretions, including in the sinuses, where it inhibits or kills bacteria, viruses, and fungi before they can cause an infection. Those same 12 to 15 drops in water taken every 4 hours while awake until all symptoms are gone will almost always eliminate bladder infections too. When their children were teenagers, they always knew where to find the potassium iodide bottle. Whenever one of them had a zit, she or he would rub a drop of potassium iodide into it every hour or two. The offending pimple would be gone in 24 to 48 hours or less. Many social events were rendered zit-free by this approach. There's also a long list of other health problems that be lessened or eliminated with potassium iodide and or another form of iodine, not iodide, named Lugol's solution. For these, it's best to work with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Fibrocystic breast disease had been eliminated in 100% of all hundreds of women treated by Tahoma Clinic physicians since 1976. Many women have eliminated ovarian cysts with Lugol's iodine. This takes months to a year or more. Dupuytren's contracture, Peyronie's disease, and keloids, all fibrotic conditions, are significantly improved by rubbing in potassium iodide. Fistulas, or abnormal tunnels through tissues prevented from healing by chronic infection, can often be healed by frequent swabbing inside and out with a potassium iodide-soaked Q-tip, which eliminates the germs. This treatment works better if the potassium is mixed with DMSO, which enhances penetrance. Healing usually takes several months. Richard Coonan, MD, of San Francisco, is a world-class expert on the use of potassium iodide and other forms of iodine. He has found that hemorrhoids will sometimes disappear overnight when potassium iodide, 20 drops, mixed with flaxseed oil, 1 ounce, is rubbed in them at bedtime. He's also found that potassium iodide alone will do the same job, although it really stings when applied to a hemorrhoid by itself. Over 30 years ago, 2 ophthalmologists observed that a combination tablet called iodoniacin, which is iodide 120 milligrams and niacin 15 milligrams, taken for several months, could actually reverse atherosclerotic clogging of arteries. They improved this effect by taking pictures of clogged arteries in the backs of eyes, which is called retinal photomicrographs, before and after treatment. The published photograph showed a significant lessening of the cholesterol-laden artery clog in the after pictures. Sebaceous cysts are cysts which contain oil and fatty material. They often appear on the face or in the groin or labia. Rubbing in potassium iodine mixed 50-50 with DMSO will almost always persuade these cysts to go away a few weeks. Parotid duct stones also will dissolve, takes months though, with daily use of potassium iodide. For individuals with COPD, daily use of a small quantity of potassium iodide in water significantly reduces the frequency of bronchial infections. Infected hangnails, fungus under the toenails, vaginal infections, herpes simplex outbreaks, these are all conditions with potassium iodine. And your physician's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and there are several of those at the Tacoma Clinic, can help you with. For women, that same physician can also help your body make more of the anti-carcinogenic estrogen, or estriol, with either potassium iodide or Lugol solution, as well as working with you to significantly lower your risk of breast cancer with Lugol solution, applied in small quantities to your breasts. No kidding, this is research proven to kill many different lines of breast cancer cells before they can grow and multiply into a cancer. Lastly for today, there's a gastronomic use for potassium iodide. Reduce gas from eating beans. When soaking beans before cooking, add 1 or 2 drops potassium iodide, soak the beans for an hour or more, pour off the water before cooking and add fresh water. You'll be surprised at the reduction in resulting intestinal gas. Technical explanation: a naturally occurring enzyme inhibitor in beans interferes with starch digestion, producing gas. Potassium iodide inactivates this enzyme inhibitor.